Bulletin COP30 Brazil, information from the UN Conference for Climate Change.
Ana Toni, COP30 CEO, highlighted Brazil's commitment to addressing the global health consequences of climate change during the 2025 Global Conference on Climate and Health in Brazil. The event brought together Brazilian Minister Alexandre Padilha, Health, and Minister Marina Silva, Environment, alongside international and regional leaders. According to Toni, Brazil will spearhead discussion aimed at finalizing a Belém Action Plan for Health, set to be launched at COP30. The plan outlines strategies to adapt and strengthening health systems in response to the effects of climate change. She said, "The Global Health Plan shows the world that we have solutions and they need to be explained and scalable, and that Brazil is a solution provider in many areas." Also attending the event, the Minister of the Environment and Climate Change, Marina Silva, pointed out that one of the most obvious impacts of climate change is the increase in deaths caused by heat waves, which now number 500,000 worldwide. The source of the problem, she said, is the increase in CO2 emissions, which mainly affect the most vulnerable populations, those who contribute the least to emissions but pay the highest price for them. She said, "Tackling the causes means reducing CO2 emissions caused by the use of coal, oil, gas, and deforestation. It means looking after the health of our planet, because we can't look after our health on a feverish planet."
Porque não temos como cuidar da nossa saúde em planeta febril.
Health Minister Alexandre Padilha also warned the consequences of global warming, such as the cases of chikungunya fever in Europe and the spread of dengue fever in the Americas. He also highlighted the relationship between rising temperatures and the growth of respiratory disease, dehydration events, and cardiovascular problems. He said, "Health brings this data to show the world and the world leaders that we need to tackle the causes of climate change." Mr. Padilha stated that Brazil began implementing the Belém Plan guidelines long ago. The conference, promoted by the Brazilian government and the World Health Organization, aimed to discuss with representatives of World Health Organization member states ways to build sustainable and climate-resilient health systems. With information from COP30, Rebecca Rodrigues.
Bulletin COP30 Brazil, information from the UN Conference for Climate Change, a Brazilian presidency partnership of COP30 with the government radio agency. For more information, visit cop30.br.